Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you this morning. We thank you that you are with us on Bible Storyland. And Father, we thank you for moving by your Spirit, doing signs, wonders, and miracles for us this morning, oh God. We call on the name of you, O Most High God. There's power in your name. Hallelujah, power in your name. Hallelujah, we call on you, O Most High. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are holy God, a righteous God, that you are the King of kings, that you are Almighty Father, Lord of lords, King of kings. Oh, Father God, we thank you that even the angels bow down before you. The angels adore you. The angels worship you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we release the sword of the Lord against the powers of hell in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we will whip our glittering sword and render your vengeance against the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning that we are girding up your sword upon our thighs and riding prosperously through the earth in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning. Let your enemies fall by the sword, O God, in Jesus' name. Let the Assyrians fall with the sword. We release the sword of the Lord against Leviathan in Jesus' name. Send your angels with flaming swords to fight our battles in the heavens. We release the two-edged sword to execute judgment written. Release the sword out of your mouth against our enemies in Jesus' name. Oh, we just praise you this morning, Father God. There's no God greater, no God holier. We release the arrows of the Lord for deliverance in our lives, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we release your sharp arrows into the heart of the king's enemies in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, ordain and release your arrows against our persecutors in Jesus' name. We send out your arrows and scatter the enemy in Jesus' name. Make our enemies turn their back with your arrows upon your strings, O God. Shoot out your arrows and destroy every enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, send your arrows abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus, send out your arrows of light into the kingdom of darkness, O God. Keep mischief upon them and send your arrows upon them in Jesus' name. Shoot out your arrows upon them and let them be wounded suddenly. Hallelujah. Let your arrows go forth as lightning against the enemy. Break their bones and pierce them with your arrows. Shoot out your enemies with your arrows. Set your mark upon our enemies for arrows in Jesus' name. Make your arrows bright and release your vengeance upon our enemies. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, in the name of Jesus, that we have rule and authority over our enemies. Our enemies are under our feet in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Oh, we're blessing you, honoring you. We call on you, the mighty, holy, righteous God. Hallelujah. You are Lord, you are King, you are Shepherd. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over Bible Storyland. Everyone that's on this morning, oh God, everyone that'll be on, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Fight against those that fight against us. Stand up, be our help, our shield, our buckler. You are a refuge, you are a mighty King. Father, I lift up fathers and mothers, oh God, children, grandchildren, extended families this morning, oh God. Have your way in our lives like never before. Oh, protect us from the enemy, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I appreciate that, Karen. That was beautiful. His grace is amazing. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. We serve an awesome King, a mighty God. He's awesome and mighty. He's most powerful God. You know, there's no God like our God, Jehovah. He's Jehovah Nisi, our banner. He's everything that we need. He's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's Jehovah Jireh. He provides for us every day. He's the God who walks us through the paths of righteousness, and it's for his name's sake. So I welcome you to Bible Storyland this morning. I've missed each of you. Glad to be back on the air again after much-needed time off. And I praise the Lord for each one of you. And I say welcome, 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 and thank you for joining us. You could have been sleeping late. You could have been out shopping. You could have been grocery shopping. You could have been whatever. Oh, but the Lord, I thank you that he allowed you to come on and be with us this morning. So, you know, his word is powerful. His word is holy. You know, he wants us to read his word, study his word. So this morning I'm going to read to you in Psalm 75. And you can read it later if you like. You know, the word of God is powerful. It does wonders in us when we read the word. Psalm 75 says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee we give thanks. For thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I shall judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear thee up in the pillar of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, nor, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out the same, but the dregs thereof. All the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But we will declare forever. We will sing praises to the God of Jacob. And the horns of the wicked also will be cut off. But the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." Hallelujah. We continually praise him. We continually give him thanks for his word. And Psalms 124, one of my favorite psalms, it says, "If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had been overwhelmed. The waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." So I read to you Psalm 75 and Psalms 124. Oh, you know, we serve a great God, a mighty King. He's awesome in all his ways. I want to say to you again, I missed each one of you. Thank you again for being back on Bible Storyland. It's good to be back on. I thank God for you. You know, God has been so good to me. Woo! I can't begin to tell you. I mean, it would take me a lifetime to tell you how good my God is to me. So I know you have your own personal testimony. But, you know, I just thank God that he's God and that he knows my name. He even know how many hairs on my head. He even know my fingerprints. He know my voice. Even before I call him, he's already answered me. Whew, hallelujah. We serve a great God. So God inhabits the praises of his people. This morning, let's continually pray to him, praise him with music, songs of praise, and exhortation. Let's praise our Lord, our Father, our King, with Minister Donna Hawkins this morning as she sings praises to the Lord. Good morning, Minister Donna from Paducah, Kentucky. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. Listen to this. It's 33 degrees here this morning. 33.
Wow. I got snow on the ground?
No snow, but it's cold. The sun is shining. It looks so pretty. The sun is shining. It looks so pretty. It's so bright, but it's 33 degrees.
Woo! Wow. My Lord. So how have you been?
Been great. I tell you what, have done so many things. We were in Houston, had a chance to talk with Karen Idell. Karen Idell, sure did. Yes, and we had a wonderful time while we were there. We did. We were right downtown. It was beautiful. We had a chance to walk and see some things. We just had a wonderful time.
Amen. I was walking in your footsteps. I went to Houston as well. I had a great, great time. Our speaker this morning, I've known her for a while by the Spirit of the Most High, but I really got to meet her and give her a big hug. So you're going to hear from our speaker. She's from Houston, a mighty woman of God. She's going to be speaking very soon. Her name is Sister Ruby Dixon. So
Ruby
what are you
Dixon,
going to speak for us this morning? I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I can't wait to hear her. But I'm going to sing, I've Decided to Make Jesus My Choice.
Amen.
Amen.
Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. Oh, these things they treasure, but forget about their soul. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. These clothes that I'm wearing may be ragged. Heavy is the load that I'm bearing. Heavy burden that I'm carrying, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. The road is rough, the going gets tough, the hills are hard to climb. I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind. I've decided to make Jesus my choice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I pray that all of us have decided to make Jesus our choice. You know, we are wise when we make Jesus our choice. You know, today is Senior Citizens Day, and I pray that every senior would make Jesus their choice. You know, he's the one who birthed us. He's our creator. He created us. He blew his very breath into our body. And we are living today because of Jesus. You know, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And we, you know, we owe him all. We owe him everything. We owe him to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. So I thank God I've made Jesus. I decided long time ago to make him my choice. Well, as I said, today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring our seniors today. And we have Sister Pat Pleasant on from Gainesville, Florida. I'm going to ask her if she would pray for the seniors, a short prayer for the senior citizens this morning. Good morning, Sister Pat.
Good morning, Sister G and Radio Bible Story Land.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm inside. I haven't checked the temperature, but it's cold outside, very cold.
Yeah, it's chilly here in Jacksonville. I think it's probably in the 40s or so, something like that, but
it's probably
I thank the Lord for light. It's 49 degrees here right now.
Praise God.
Well, my sister, would you say a short prayer for the senior citizens today, those, you know, hoary-headed people that we are honoring today?
Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just come to you now just to say thank you, Lord God, for another day. And God, we come honoring our senior citizens, those people's season. Father God, they were before us. So, Lord, we're praying for them. Lord, those that are still alive, we just thank you for them, Lord God. We continually speak longevity over their lives. We speak health and healing over their lives. We speak soundness of mind to them, Lord God. We send wellness, fitness, Father God, in Jesus' name, that these latter days will be their best days, Father God. The best is yet to come, Father God, for our seniors, Lord. They will rise up as eagles with wings. You know, they'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And they will live long. They will not die, but they will proclaim the works of the Lord, and they'll do it with strength and all healing done to them, Lord God. We thank you for the wisdom, hallelujah, that they have, and help us to learn from them, Lord God. So keep them safe and healthy, healed, prosperous, healthy, able to do for themselves, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Psalm 71 says, you know, when cast us not off, O Lord, in the time of old age, forsake us not when our strength faileth us. So I thank the Lord. You know, he don't cast us off in our old age. He takes care of us. He gives us strength to get out of bed. He removed the pain. You know, when we got pain and stiffness, inflammation in our bodies, he is the healer. You know, doctors, they know a limited amount compared to our God. He knows everything. You know, he created us, and we are wonderfully made. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. Well, you know, there's a woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. And I thank the Lord for her. You know, she is very anointed to play praise music. So she's going to play a song of praise for us this morning. Good morning again, Sister Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen. What you going to play?
And I
want to
do How Great Thou Art.
Huh?
I'm going to play How Great Thou Art.
All right. He is great. Okay.
Thank you.
boy, that was powerful. How great thou art. You know, I just love that song, Karen. I thank you so much. Our God is greater than we can think or imagine. He spoke and he said, let there be light, and there was light. And guess what? It's still light. He put the sun in the sky, the moon in the sky, and they obey him. You know, they don't. The moon shines at night and the sun shines in the day, and the stars at night, they obey him. And, you know, he said that, you know, he made man. He blew breath into us. What a mighty God we are. Great our God is. He's greater than we can even think about. We can't even, you know, he has a palm that can hold the whole world in it. Can you imagine? I can't begin to fathom that, how great he is. Even, you know, the angels are bowing down before him. You know, they're saying, holy, holy, holy is our God. What a great God we serve. You know, he's in the delivery room right now with the mothers who bring in the babies for us. He's the one who never leaves us nor forsakes us. You know, we're limited, but we serve an unlimited God. And this morning, you know, I thank God for Karen. And I love that song, How Great Thou Art. Karen Itell has been with us almost since the very beginning of Bible Storyland. So I want to acknowledge you this morning, Karen. So listen closely, Karen and everybody. Karen Itell, a mighty woman of faith. She knows and understands that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Karen's faith has given her favor. Her trust in the Almighty has given her faith to overcome many obstacles. Her obstacles have become her stepping stones to great success and achievement. Great musicians are born, not made. Karen is a born musician who loves the Lord and spends time in his presence. After spending time in the secret place in his presence, the most beautiful, melodious music is played through Karen's fingers. Like Karen's music can calm the whole, Karen's music can calm kings, queens, presidents from distressful situations. Karen is very creative. She's very talented. She can often be found on the blind line, taking care of others. Get ready, get set, let's go. To keep up with Karen, you have to have your bags packed. Karen Itell has traveled to many cities around the United States. She has taken the walk up to Emmaus, 72-hour experience of Christian spiritual renewal and formation. The days on this walk are filled with singing, learning, praying, worshiping, and participating in small groups. Karen is a woman of integrity. She gives her word to do something, and she does it. On Saturday mornings, she is loyal, a loyal, faithful participant, not just a listener, a participant on Bible Storyland. Blog Talk Radio Show, where she plays music for all age groups. We thank God for Karen, for her prices far above precious stones like rubies. Give her of the fruit of her hand and let Karen's own works praise her. We love you, Karen, from all of us to you. You are a blessing. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Karen. You there, Karen?
Thank you very much.
All right, all right. Thank God for you, girl.
It's very greatly appreciated. If y'all want to know more about the walk to Emmaus, get hold of either myself or Donna Hopkins.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you all. One day I pray that I could take that walk to Emmaus. Let me see. Brother David was pressing one here. Brother David, hold on. Hold on. Brother David, you wanted to say something?
Well, that was an accident, but I guess God wanted me to say thank you for Karen Itell. We really appreciate that beautiful music and what she gives us spiritually.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you. Well, we have Jackie Travis on. She's the cousin of Minister Donna Hawkins, and I tell you what, that girl is gifted. You know God has gifted her with the voice of song and praise, and her ministry is with the seniors. So we are blessed to have her on. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida, my hometown. Good morning, Sister Jackie.
Woo, good morning, good morning. I'm so happy that Sister Karen plays every morning. I just got through saying that was beautiful what she just played.
Amen.
I love that. I was like, oh, that's wonderful. I love what my cousin sung, and she sung a song my mother loved. I said, I wanted to sing. I decided to make Jesus my choice. My cousin sung it so well.
All right.
So that was great. I know my mother was smiling, smiling, smiling.
Amen.
But that's fine. That's fine. I love my cousin so much, and all that she knows that. And I know my mother was glad that somebody sung her song.
Amen.
One thing, Dina would have sung it. So I'm glad we're back on the radio. Thank God for that.
Amen.
I missed you.
I missed you too. I missed all of you.
We missed you. We missed you. We missed you. So we gonna walk with me today. Walk with me.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Please talk with me. Talk with me, Lord. Please talk with me. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to talk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Just hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. You walked with my mother. Please talk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. We definitely need Jesus to walk with us, walk before
us,
walk behind us, and lead us in the path that he's on. You know, we don't know how to walk by ourselves. We may think we do, but I tell you what, if it wasn't for Jesus giving us strength every day, we wouldn't be able to move or have our well-being. So thank you, Sister Jackie. Ooh, now we got Minister Stacy on. I don't know if the girls are on with her, but she's on. Good morning, Minister Stacy from Jacksonville, Florida.
Good morning. God bless you, Sister Jean.
God bless you, too. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank the Lord.
Amen. How's your family?
They're doing great, amen. They're doing good.
Amen. What
doing
are you
going to
do this morning?
I sing I Praise Your Name. Hallelujah.
The girls on with you?
I get them. Yeah, come on, Bianca. Right here, I got Bianca. She's going to sing with me.
Y'all gonna sing, will y'all sing my favorite song first and then sing that one?
Yes, ma'am.
And I really want to hear her. She can sing now. I want to hear her voice over yours. One of my favorite songs.
Okay, she covers.
All right, hallelujah.
Get your breath. And here we go, amen.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart.
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
You love.
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep. Down, down, way down in my heart.
Do you love him?
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Good morning, Jabria and Bianca. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. You still doing good in school?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. I praise the Lord for you. You're such a precious young girl, so I thank the Lord for walking with you and talking with you every day, you and your sister. That was awesome. I just love to hear you sing, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Y'all ready to sing the next one?
Hey, amen. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name, I praise your name. Not just today, but far away, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name, I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name, I praise your name. Not just today, but far away, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. We praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Blessings come down, blessings come down. We praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Blessings come down, blessings come down. We praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Blessings come down.
Come down.
Praise go up,
praise go up.
Blessings come down,
blessings come down.
Not just today, but far away, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name, your holy name. I praise your name. Not just today, but far away, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name. Not just today, but for always, now and forever. Lord, I praise your name.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The praise to go up. Blessings come down. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Ooh, I thank God for Minister Stacy and the girl, Bianca and Jabria. Do you love Jesus down in your heart? I praise your name. You know we got to praise his name. He's our creator. He's our Lord, our King of Kings, soon to be coming. Hallelujah. So when the praises go up, as she said, the blessings come down. Well, you know, our speaker is coming on in a few minutes. I'm going to say a prayer for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter. Minister Ruby Dixon, and I thank you, Lord God, for choosing her to be the speaker this morning to speak to the senior citizens. And, Lord, I ask you to bless her like never before. I just ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to keep her healthy and well. And I thank you that her feet are planted and rooted deeply in you, oh God. Nothing by any means will harm her or take her off the path. I thank you that she will not grow weary in well-doing. And I thank you that as she opened her mouth this morning, Father, you will speak through her in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, our speaker today is from Houston, Texas. You know, I met her on the radio years ago, but I am very privileged that when I was in Houston a week or so ago, I got to be with her in her ministry. And I tell you what, I just fell in love with her and the people there. They were just so gracious and so loving. Some were in wheelchairs, some were blind, some were deaf, some, you know, were participating in all kinds of ways. So I just thank God for the hospitality, and she took us out to lunch, several of us, and I just thank the Lord for this mighty woman of God. You know, she has a ministry that's called Because We Are People Too. She teaches the Word of God weekly, and she's on the battlefield for the Lord. She has many gifts, many talents. She organizes trips to different places for seniors and other people. And, you know, she's an anointed woman of God. She's anointed to preach the good news of the gospel to the meek, to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those that are bound. So we welcome you this morning, Ruby Dixon, to Bible Storyland. She's a woman of wisdom with a ministry for those who have many abilities. So I thank God that I was able to, to really meet her this time. Good morning, Minister Ruby. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And I wanted to say that I wanted to thank you, Sister Caritha, for coming to Houston and being with us over at Memorial Drive Presbyterian Church there, and for you speaking. And I tell you, we will never forget your speech. You touched our hearts, and we just thank God for you, and we praise God for you, and we hope that he will continue to bless you and to keep you and sustain you, for you truly are a great woman of God. So we just really just give God all the praises. All the praises and all for, you know, our health and strength comes from the Lord. It comes
Amen.
From the Lord. And I can, all that I do is only to glorify God. And the vision that God laid and put into my hands is a great vision of that he spoke to me about on inclusiveness of individuals with disabilities, poverty-stricken individuals, and seniors of this country. And, of course, we have great, we are greatly moved by many of the ministries that's touching our youth today, realizing that we are the leaders of the youth who will come forth and become leaders of a great nation. So
Amen.
We just thank God and we praise God. And I'd like to say a little prayer for everybody this morning. Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, Father God, we come to you this morning just exalting you and just praising your name, glorifying you, Father, for you are worthy to be praised. Father, we pray for everyone that's on this line. We pray for Sister Caritha's ministry. And, Father, we pray that you would just bless us, that we would put our hands to the task that you have given us to do here while we are yet here on this earth. We thank you, Father, for all that you've did for us, and we thank you for your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ declaring victory over the enemy and for giving us eternal life. Father God, we just thank you, and we praise you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for grace and mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your wonderful Son redeeming us, Heavenly Father, for we was drifting in darkness, but Jesus Christ redeemed us. So, Father God, we just thank you for all of your wonderful gifts that Jesus bestowed on us at the cross, for all that he did here on this earth, and even so eternally, Father. Father, we pray that you would continue to bless us. Bless us that we may be strong leaders. Bless us, Heavenly Father, that we will be a blessing to others. We pray that, Heavenly Father, that we would begin to the work that you have given us to do here on this earth. Pray that you would bless the youth of this country, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, give them a vision. Oh, Father, let your life be glorified in them, Father. Oh, Father, we know that sometimes people have given up on the youth, but, Father God, we give them to you and we put them in your hands. And we pray that you will release your blessings up over their lives, Heavenly Father. We claim victories over their lives, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would just continue to keep us in this day. Let, Heavenly Father, your word shine upon our lives. And, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would keep us in your grace. And it's in your wonderful Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Well, I wanted to speak to our hearts this morning on the vision that God laid out before me. I've known Karen Itell for a great many years, too. She's one of my closest friends, and we've worked together. She used to play for Because We're People, too. We're having transportation problems, but we continue to work together, and so she is a great woman of God, and I just want to, you know, praise God for her, too, this morning. Praise God for all of you all that are on the lines, because God has truly blessed us with great gifts that he's bestowed upon us. While attending the Lighthouse of Houston, I was taking some courses there, and upon graduation, there was a great many young blind people that and visually impaired people. We was having a celebration, a dinner. We bought potluck, and everybody was around just I was congratulating the young people, and as I began to congratulate them, they said, "Well, we go home now, and we wait." And it was sort of a humorous between them, and I sometimes am slow on catching the main point of a joke. So I began to ask questions. What do you mean, go home and wait? What is this? You know, what are you saying? And it was one of the young blind men came to me, and he said, "Well, Ruby, we go home to wait to die." And even though it was humorous to them, it just pained my heart. It put a pain in my heart. And I went home that evening, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. And I cried, and I cried, and I could feel my Heavenly Father crying right along with me. I said, "Father God, there must be a way." I said, "There must be a place, too, beneath the sun for these people also. There must be a way." And I didn't eat. I remember recalling taking a shower and going to bed, and I laid there and I cried and I cried, and I must have cried myself to sleep because I felt in my heart that as this part of the senior community, I think at that time I was around about maybe 55, 57 years old, but I felt like there was something that I should do, I should have done, that I had not done. I felt like I had missed the mark. I don't know if you've ever felt that way. I felt like it was some doors that I should have opened that would have given these young people a greater opportunity in America. I felt like I had let them down. And it was around about 2:00 that morning, and the Holy Spirit woke me up, tapped me on my shoulder. I don't know if the Holy Spirit's ever woke you up, but I say to the senior generation, it's time for us to wake up. the Holy Spirit tapped me on my shoulder and said, awaken and receive these keys. For the Lord God Almighty have heard your petition, and he will raise these people up from beneath the sands of the earth. It was just like Christmas morning. Joy flooded into my soul. I began to have a great song in my heart. Oh, Lord God, my Redeemer. My Redeemer, I know my Redeemer lives because he lives in me. And I was so thankful that the God, great God Almighty, the great God I am, had heard my prayers. He began to spoon feed me in the days following a great vision that was his plan over the disabled community. And I began to do the work that God had given me to do. And that's why Sister Garitha was such a blessing to us as she came to Houston, one of the speakers over at Memorial Drive Presbyterian Church. A wonderful church with a wonderful atmosphere. We also have begun the work of inclusiveness. Church, the doors of the church here in America, the institution and colleges, must become fully accessible to people with disabilities. A message of inclusiveness. The inclusiveness that was extended through the outstretched hands of Jesus Christ to the whole world. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe there is a place here in this world, in this country, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. I believe that God did not leave us out. No matter what you have and what you don't have. I believe that it's time for us to begin to understand that the blessings of Abraham reigns over our lives as well as other Christian leaders across America, across this great world. We must understand that if you pray for your children, pray for mine too. If you pray for mine, only then will you be a blessing to others. I began to understand agape love. The commandment that Jesus said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Yes, it's time for us to begin a greater work. When God gave me the message through the Holy Spirit, he says, I'm calling you to a higher calling. A higher calling. The measures that we must take sometimes is painful. The work that we have to do is not popular. Sometimes we'll be brushed aside, but nevertheless, like Paul, I press on. I press on for the mark of a higher calling. I believe now that in America, more than any time before, it's time for us to love one another as Jesus loved us. Our love has to encompass children. We must adopt other children into our family, into the family of God. We must become encouragers of all children. Our conscious level has to be raised higher. The little boy that somebody gave up on and that became homeless and that one day robbed a bank, ended up in a state prison whose life is never more like those of regular youth, who knows no love, who only knows hopelessness, who only looks forward to a negative life. That little boy should also be our little boy. He should be our little boy. It's time now. The time is out for pretty words. We must begin to let the word of God live in our hearts, and it must become active in our everyday work. Love. Love is a great word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you love someone enough to give something? To give something. Our life is not our own. It was given to us by God. We gain grace and mercy through Jesus Christ, eternal salvation. But Jesus said, I came that you would have a life, that you would have life, and life more abundant. What does that mean? What does it mean? Do it mean that we'll just have finer cars, bigger houses, more prosperous friends, a greater amount of, more amount of education? Does it mean that? That's not what he was talking about. Life more abundant. Jesus was talking about more joy, more peace, more love, more happiness, more security. Only when we become a sanctuary to others can we claim this higher amount of abundant life. Can we acclaim it? I once was sitting in a room where I was giving a lecture over at Texas Southern University, and the young people came to me and said to me, Miss Ruby, do you believe that the Bible is really a true word, the true word of God? And I said, yes, I do. They said, do you believe that Jesus Christ really came and died on the cross? I said, yes, I do. And they began to tell me that in different churches and in this church and that church, that many times the fullness of the word of God is not preached. We leave out some things in the word of God because we want to please other people. We want to make sure that they remain our friends and our allies. But I say to you that the day has come where we must stand for the whole word of God. We must stand for the whole word of God. It must rest, rule, and abide over our lives, as well as our neighbors and our neighbors' children and their children and their children's children. While we remain true to the word of God today, it will bless us for generations to come. Jesus said, the day is coming where you'll neither serve God in the synagogue or the temple, but in truth and spirit alone. That day is now. That day is now. It's come. That is no longer can we just say that we love the Lord. It must be a part of our everyday lives. Jesus said, how can you love me? How can you love my father? When you do not love your brother, whom you see every day. Do the lives of these young people who die homeless in the street, do it matter to us? Can we just begin to look around and get involved with something that will improve the lives of others as much as it will for our own family? That day is upon us. You do not have to practice to love your own family, but you do have to open your heart to receive the love of God. In order to receive his love, we must be willing to love our enemies just as well and to pray for them. Why should we do this? Because God loved the world. If we want to be like God, that we were created in his image. But do we want to be children of God? Children of God. It's not the same to say that I was created in the image of God. Therefore, I'm a child of God. That is not right. In order for you to be a child of God, you must do the will and work of Jesus Christ. That day is upon us. Let us now think about the youth of this country. Oh, I want us to continue to pray for them, but I'm begging you to look around. Look into an organization or maybe a YMCA or someone who is actually trying to provide for children. Look into these organizations. Will you give? And I'm not just talking about money. Will you give of your time, effort, and energy to change the life of someone that God loves? My message today is a message of hope. I'm hoping and praying that you will love God as much as he loved you. When I became committed to God after my mother passed away at 8 years old, I learned him. He is to me as much as my grandfather, no more, more real than my grandfather or my other parents or any, my children or anybody else in my life. God is real. He is real, and he watches over us. He's just waiting for us to come to him, to ask him for solutions, ask for his direction over our lives. If you bless others, I cannot guarantee you that God will bless you so that you will be a blessing. So I thank you for giving me this opportunity today, Sister Caritha. I really prayed for something to say. But the Lord said, tell them the truth. The day has come where the full service of Jesus Christ is to commit your life to changing others' lives. God bless each and every one of you. I have enjoyed being with you today. Truly is a wonderful ministry. I thank God for each one of your talents and your abilities. May God continue to bless you. And may he make his face to shine upon you. And may he forever be in your household. I thank you. Thank you, Sister Caritha, for giving me this opportunity.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Ruby Dixon from Houston, Texas. What a great message, a message of hope for our youth. It was such an encouraging message. You know, children are dear to our heart as well as the seniors. And we just, you know, sometimes you got to reach out, even if it's just a smile, to say, how you doing? You know, many of our people, young people are committing suicide because we're not taking time with them. Their parents are shut up in one room, they're in another room. So we got to take the time. Many children, like Sister Ruby, lost her parents when she was young. They lost their parents. They don't have anyone to really, truly care for them. So, you know, we got to reach out to them. I talked to my spiritual daughter the other day, Ashley, who lived with me for about 4 months, and she thanked me for, you know, the short period of time that, you know, she lived with me, and she thanked me for teaching her the things that I taught her. Sometimes it was difficult, but I knew she wasn't going to be with me always, and I had to prepare her for this world out here. It can be a cruel world. So I had to help her quickly, you know, learn things that she needed, survival skills. So, you know, like Minister Ruby Dixon was saying, you know, join the Y or some organization there. You know, they have a grandparents organization here in Jacksonville in the public schools, and I see many of the grandparents when I go into substitute teaching, and the children are just loving on them, but they are loving on the children. The children look forward to the grandparents who come and spend the whole day with them, with the teachers. So I just thank the Lord that he's putting wisdom in the public schools, someone that they can go to. And, you know, they may not tell their teacher, they may not tell their parents what's troubling them, but maybe a grandparent can hear what they have to say. So I thank you for that message of hope for our youth. It was such a great message, and I appreciate you. I look forward to you coming on again and speaking a great message to Bible Storyland, Minister Dixon. So, you know, our children are in need, and we got to reach out to them. You know, some people are afraid of children. You know, I see them walking down the street all the time, and I said, hey, come here. I said, you know what? I want you to pull those pants up. And they'll pull them up for a minute. They get back down the street, they pull them down, but they don't forget. They're going to remember one day to pull them up and keep them up. And, you know, sometimes you could just wave at them, say, good morning. You know, how you doing? And you can pray for them. There's so many ways that we can be an inspiration to our children. So, you know, like Minister Ruby Dixon said, pray for her children as well as your children. Pray for everybody's children. Don't forget the children. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto him and don't forbid them. You know, we say, oh, no, they're only 5 years old. You too young. No, 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 no. They're not too young. They're closer to God than we are. So they're never too young. When they say, I want to go to church. I want to be saved. Let them. They know what they talk. If they could say those words, it's time. Well, continuing like right along, you know, we have some great women of God on. We got Miss Ludell on. We got my cousin Shirley Hooks on. And I'm going to see if any of them want to sing. I know Miss Ludell going to sing a great song this morning for us. And we're going to see about my cousin Shirley Hooks, and she's going to sing as well. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. I won't sorry about this late, but I want to say to the lady that the few minutes I heard, her words, her, it's just everything. It just really did so much to me, because that's just something that I've been trying to do, you know, even at my age, is love people, pray for those that hate you and all like that, and yeah, just do some, a smile along the way, but I'm not going to prolong your time. And the song I promise you I'm going to sing, I'm going to sing another one. Jesus, no, not Jesus, keep me near the cross. Let the light shine on me. I think it'd be appropriate right behind her message, okay?
All right.
Let the light shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know. Oh, if thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, where the shall I go? Let your light shine, oh yes, on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
And I want to say something about that light. I say light from the lighthouse. It didn't say Georgia Power, Jefferson Light like we got here in Georgia. But the light of what I'm talking about is the light that you turn on when you go in your house. It's the light of love. It's the light of kindness. It's the light of givingness. And most of all, it's the light of forgiveness. And that's what it's all about, that we be able to forgive each other. Is God forgive us. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, how is, you live in Georgia. How's the weather in Georgia?
It's snowing a little bit here.
Snowing? Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, it's snowing a little bit. A lady called me just a few minutes ago, one of my members, just before I was going to call you. I said, wait a minute, I got some. But she said, I just want to know, is it snowing a little bit down here? I said, yeah, I understand it is, but it's sort of melting as it dropped the ground on the ground.
My goodness.
A lot of the counties down in this area.
Ma'am?
I said, a lot of counties in this area are getting a little bit.
All right. They told me in Paducah, Kentucky, it's 33, but in Appleton, Georgia, it's snowing. So it's much higher temperature. Oh, my God.
And you know what? That same God, that one God, is doing all of that.
Amen. Yes. Isn't he awesome? Well, I thank God Miss Ludell is the youngest one on here. Are you 92 or 93?
92 and 8 months.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm 92 and 8 months.
Amen.
92 and 8 months young.
Amen. I thank God for you, Miss Ludell.
Thank you, darling.
God bless you. I love you.
I love you, too. Love you all, too. Love your program so much. It's sometime I can't, but anyway, I'll be thinking about you.
Yeah, we'd be grateful when you can come on from Appleton, Georgia, all the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Well, we have my cousin Shirley Hooks on here. Good morning, Sister Shirley. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm doing fine.
Huh?
A little early, but hey.
I hear you. Well, hallelujah.
Yes. I just heard a portion of the spoken word that was given when I came on. You know, I had to do a little breakfast thing for my husband first. But anyway,
right.
I thank God that I did come on, and I so enjoyed what I heard. And
And
I do realize that some of our young people are getting shot, killed. And it's just we have to, the grown people, and we have to take responsibility for our youth. And we have to come together, and I just so appreciate that what Sister Karipa is doing in a mighty way, mighty way.
Right.
I just want to leave this little song along with us, because we can never let a day go by without praising his name.
You'll
never let a minute, we'll never let a thought go by without praising his name, because God's power is in the praise, and praise is our weapon. Prayer and praise is my weapon. Okay, I'm going to leave this song with you, and never let a day go by without praising his name. Never let a day go by without counting up the cost. Never let a day go by without praising his name. Oh, never let a day go by without praising his name. I said, never let a day go by without praising his name. Oh, never let a day go by without praising his name. Never let a day go by without counting up the cost. Oh, never let a day go by without praising my God's name. I've been through the fire, and I've been through the storm. Oh, like a good old soldier. Lord knows I tried. I got a story that's got to be told. And I got to run. And let everybody know. So people never let a day go by. Never let a moment go by without remembering to praise my God's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We had two great songs. Let the light shine on me for Miss Ludell. Hallelujah. And for my cousin Shirley. Never let a day go by without praising his name, counting up the cost. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was worried last night that her voice wouldn't be right to sing, but I'll tell you what. She sang excellence. Hallelujah. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. And you know what? I want to say something. You know what? Salvation is what we need. Salvation. Mm-hmm. We can't do without salvation. It's a necessity. You know, we don't realize it, but salvation is a necessity in 2014.
Yes.
Every day, salvation is us. Many people are dying that and have, so they've not chosen the path of righteousness.
Amen.
Given their lives to the Lord. And those are the ones that we got to constantly bend the knee for. We got to say, Lord, call them by your mighty power. Don't let them die in their sins, oh God. We got to pray for the unsaved. You know, we go to church and we hoop and holler and we praise the Lord. And when we leave, you know, we are like, what was the message about? But you know what? The Bible's pure religion, holy and undefiled before God, is to visit the fathers and the fatherless, the widows in their affliction, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. So we got to go and tell the story about Jesus, the one who died for them as well as for us. So we got to continually tell people about the love that Jesus has for them. You know, in order to return to God, everyone must be saved. We don't want people to return, you know, to go to the devil. God created everybody, and he's calling men everywhere to be saved. So pray for salvation in your neighborhood. Pray for salvation in your city. Pray for salvation in your state. Don't let up until you start seeing your household saved, until you start seeing your family saved, your neighbors saved. Continually pray for salvation to come forth. You know, God put us down here for a purpose.
Yes.
We got to pray that men everywhere would be saved. He don't want anybody lost. And, you know, once they get saved, we got to pray they'll stay on the battlefield, because the devil want to snatch them out, pluck them out before they get rooted and grounded in the truth. We got to pray that they'll come in and obey God, follow him all the days of their lives. So, you know, many people been church hurt. They didn't left the path. They're like, ain't going to church no more. You know, them people ain't right. Well, guess what? The church is a hospital for spiritually ill people. We're all spiritually ill. The Bible says, you know, will we be made whole? The, you know, the church is a place for spiritually ill people, and we all got issues. Man born a woman has many troubles, many trials. So, you know, that's what it's full of. Well, when a sister step on your toe, like Minister Ruby said, we got to forgive them. Can't say, oh, yeah, she stepped on my toe in 72. I don't like her. I don't like him neither. I don't like him because he looked cross-eyed at me. You know, we got to let go of the petty stuff. And we got to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength, and love each other like we love ourselves. So, you know, we got to keep up with the message of hope. The message of hope is that Jesus came to save the sin-sick soul, and all of us need hope. So I thank the Lord. Well, you know what? After we live, give our lives to the Lord, then we got to be obedient. You know, I was fortunate. I was in New Orleans last Sunday, and the pastor preached on you could be sitting on the bench and going the wrong direction. You could be sitting on the bench and not going the way of salvation, the way the Lord, the righteous path. So he said, let's examine ourselves to see that we be in the faith. That's what the Bible says. Examine myself. He didn't tell me to examine Miss Liddell. He didn't tell me to examine Minister Ruby. He told me to examine myself. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to look at another person because we think we all perfect. You know, I thought that many days. I'm like, yeah, okay. But when we look in the book of life, the Bible, we say, uh-oh, I'm out of order. Lord, forgive me. And, you know, he's quick to forgive his children. We got to, you know, ask every day, Lord, any way I'm out of alignment, any way I sin today, any shortcomings, make corrections for my errors, Lord. You know, we're human. We ain't not perfect. We have not arrived. We're under construction. So we got to praise the Lord and pray to him every day to help us on the path of righteousness and to stay and to keep our eyes fixed on him. When someone do something, we got to say, Lord, help them, Jesus. Help them, Lord. Because we all doing things that we shouldn't. But those who love the Lord, their God, with all their heart, soul, and strength, and he said the second commandment is to love each other like we love ourselves. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Well, you know what? I tell you what, before we do prayer, let's do testimony. Anybody got a testimony? Just a testimony. I know Brother David got one. Let me see. Brother David, you still on? Let me see here. Okay, hold on. Somebody got a testimony right here. Hold on. All right, we got a 281-312. You got a testimony.
I'll give you one. Yes, I'm grateful that we're all here and that Barrel Story Lane is growing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Karen, for that testimony. Well, we got a testimony and somebody else is coming in. Brother David, what's your testimony?
Well, my testimony is that God woke me up this morning, and I got another day to be successful here on this earth and inspire somebody to live their life spiritually and honor the God that created us. We were created to win. That's my testimony.
Hallelujah. I thank God for those two testimonies. Anybody else? Testimony.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen, God. My car, my testimony is that we got a blessing with a car, and we just found out some things that were going on with it. And God blessed with the people were able to pay part of it, and the man worked with us with the money that I had. He brought the cost down. And what I could pay, he called me and asked, how much can you do? And I said, $470. He brought the bill to $465.
Hallelujah.
And we were driving everything, and now there's something else going on with the vehicle. They see an ignition switch, but then they smelled gas. So I thank God they got that car back. You know what I'm saying? To find out where that gas is coming from, because something could have happened while me and my husband, you know, our children in the car, you know, because I use that car for whatever we need to take people to church, you know, and do the things that we need to do. And I just thank God that he spared our lives. They're trying to find out right now where that gas is coming from. I'm glad they caught it.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. For those testimonies.
Any more? Testimony.
Well, Sister Carita, I wanted to say that every day is a testimony to me for us to be able to live here and have freedom and to be able to, you know, pray for others. But this morning I got up and I felt so good. I was like, well, I said, I'm just blessed. You know how sometimes you get up and you're not sick, you don't have no pain, you don't have a headache, and I'm like, because, you know, sometimes we choose to think a negative thing. You know, a lot of times we get up, oh, my knees is hurting, I said, that's arthritis, oh, this and that. Well, I just say, I declare that today is a wonderful day and it's a stress-free day. I feel great and I'm blessed in the Lord. And I hope and pray that each one of you are blessed and that you'll have a stress-free day, that God will continue to do great things for you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for those testimonies. Any more wait, someone's pressing right here. Hold on 1 second. Testimony time. 904-607. Testimony.
Hey, Sister G, how you doing this morning? This is Brother Stewart. Sister Stewart's husband, she wasn't able to come on, but the devil's life, I said, I'll come on this morning because you're doing a wonderful word for the Lord. I thank God for the testimony this morning. I thank God for the word this morning that was given, the songs, and I was touched this morning. I thank God for just keeping me and letting me see another day, how he just blessed me and saved my son for what he's been through, and he's told me to tell you that he's not through with us yet, and I'm happy this morning. I thank God for what you do. I ask you to continue to do what you do, and I thank God for you this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Stewart. Tell your wife, Audrey, I love her and I miss her.
Well, we're going to stay encouraged. We ask you to keep doing, keep praying for us. We pray for you. Amen.
Amen. You know, I was thinking about the last time I saw you at the park with those grandchildren. He must have had about 6 or 7 grandchildren. And that one little boy, what, he's about 2 or 3 years old, he said, break every chain, break every chain.
Yes, he is a singing son, grandson of mine, and everywhere he go, they notice it right away. And I'm not going to let the devil steal his joy and kill it and take it. I'm going to encourage him to do more for the Lord, you know. And something y'all said today, we got to encourage the young children to do what God said do. And we got to keep them and let them know that God is alive. And thank God for his son Jesus who died for us on the cross. And I'm happy this morning.
Amen.
I'm just glad to be on your program.
Amen.
So we've had to. And you just keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
God love you.
We friend, amen. Amen. I thank God for you. All right. We are blessed.
Well,
huh?
But I did want to say a little piece of song. So my wife didn't say nothing. I just wanted to say a little piece. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to say this a little bit. I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus to help me along the way. I just wanted to say that this morning. Thank God for you. For you. I'm excited this morning. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
man.
God.
Oh, that was
I want
awesome.
To say,
that was a song. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. All right. Sister Nancy, press 1 here. You had a testimony? Nancy? Hello? Huh? Hello?
I don't think she's here.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's
it's
my guess.
954-560. Is that you, Nancy, or someone else? Okay, she's on, but she may not hear me right now. All right. Well, moving right along, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Prayer request. Prayer request this morning. I got my sister on the other line. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's on my cell phone, and I'm gonna put her down for prayer. Brenda, Sister Brenda, she lives in Jacksonville. So I thank God for her this month. Pray for her, her family, especially those precious grandchildren. She allowed me to teach sometimes. They're so precious. Lila and Shayla, so precious. So, anybody else? Prayer request. Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Hold on. I hear Sister Gina. I'm with you.
Okay, Brother David, you got a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. I pray for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding for myself, for my family members, friends, coworkers, and even my enemies. I pray that we all learn to live in peace, that we treat each other with dignity and respect, and we start praying and uplifting each other, and that we be happy if we see someone be successful or obtain something, and we don't get any bitterness in us because we know God allow us to have the same things they have. That's what I pray for. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, prayer request. Press 1 if you're already on. State your prayer request. We got 12 people on here. Miss Liddell, you still there? Hello? All right. Some people must have gotten knocked off here. Let me see. Lord, help me, Jesus. Okay. Sister Donna, press 1 here.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? That's Brother David's wife, Donna.
Mhm. Yeah, I've been listening, and I that the word today touched me. She had me tearing up, almost cried. But thank you for that word, and also just a prayer for my son Dante. He's away in Gainesville at a dance. dancing thing that they have down there at Tennessee College. Just pray that he and all the others there have a safe trip, and they all do well and perform well.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Any more prayer requests? Press 1.
And there's chicken rice here if you want some of that.
Oh, my goodness, I lost a lot of callers. I don't know where they are. We're going to have to call back.
I was trying to get back in earlier, and there were circuits busy, so they're probably trying to get back in.
Okay, yeah, something happened on the line. Okay, let me see. I'm trying to see what to do here. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and praise you this morning. Lord, we ask you that listeners be able to call back in. I don't know what happened here, but something happened. So let's see here. Okay, hallelujah. Karen, you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I sure am. You have not lost me this time.
Okay. Well, I'm going back to the studio. Hold on. Something happened. I don't know what it was. Okay, here. Lord, help us to get back on live, oh God. I don't know what happened here. The devil is a liar. All right, I'm going to start all the way back over, see if I could get back on. Because I'm off myself. I don't even see my switchboard right here. So I'm starting all the way back over, hoping we can all call back in. People can call back in, and we can get back on. So just give me a little time. Got knocked off. But we're going to get back on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, allow us to all get back on. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for what you're doing, oh God, and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name today, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we are trying to get back on. Well, Father, in the meantime, we just lift you up. Okay. We got some people on here. Let me see. Hold on. Minister Stacy, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, good. Got Donna on, Donnie Emanuel, David, and some other people got knocked off, but maybe they'll be able to call back in now. But anyway, any more prayer requests? Stacy, you were giving yours.
No, I haven't given mine for my family. For a new job, for a new car, man. I'm still praying for that house. I want a house.
No, we ain't praying for the house. We thanking God for the house.
Well, we thank God for the house and everything that go in it.
Yes. We thank God.
Everything that go in it.
Yeah. We already heard the request over and over, so you got the house. You just got to get it. Get you moved in.
Yeah.
It's in the spirit, and we call it forth in the natural. All
for
right, well,
son,
go ahead.
Oh, my son to go to college, and my husband to come on into the faith, amen, ministry. And just pray for my family and friends and the body of Christ, amen. And all feed the care to God.
All righty, well, Father. Well, you heard every request, oh God. And Father, we bind the hand of the enemy that caused the phone voidance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, that we could call on your name. You heard every request this morning. We lift up my sister Brenda, who's on my cell phone, and her husband, her children, her son, her grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, her mother, and her whole family. And we thank you for what you're doing for them and through them, oh God. I thank you that she is a mighty woman of God, and she's rising up, and she's taking authority over every situation she's facing, oh God. And, Father, I just thank you, oh God, for Brother David. Oh, Lord God, I thank you that he's already a man of wisdom, and he makes wise choices. He is the head and not the tail. And I thank you, Father God, that the enemy is under his feet. I thank you for teaching his hands to war, his fingers to fight in Jesus' name. I thank you for you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Excuse me, you're making peace in the world, peace among nations, oh God. You are the governor of our nation, oh God. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for dignity, respect, and love for one another in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy who is disrespectful and who wants to rob, kill, and steal us. We say, not so, devil. We claim life and life more abundantly in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Father God, for Sister Donna's request for her son, Dante, as he's away, Father God, in Gainesville. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you right now for what you're doing. For Dante, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that Dante is safe. I thank you, Father God, for him having great success in Gainesville, Father God, along with his friends. Oh, Father God, protect them as they drive back, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Minister Stacy's house that you've already got for her, oh, God, with her name on it. We thank you, Father God, for all the furnishings that you're furnishing. You are a mighty king and awesome God. And, Lord, even as she's a student in school, I thank you for great success. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing on the inside of her. And, Lord, I lift up her husband, and I thank you, oh, God, that the unbelieving mate is sanctified by the believing mate. But, Lord, we are praying for his salvation, salvation of her entire household in Jesus' name. We thank you for our son's money to go to college and even his desire to go to college, his desire, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for Minister Stacy, for her family. I lift up everyone who came on this morning on Bible Storyland. And so, Father, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor and thanksgiving. We'll continually bless you. I thank you for every song that was sung, all the music that was played, oh, God. And we just bless and honor you this morning, for you are truly king, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just bless you as our Lord, as our Savior, as our King, as our Father. Oh, Father God, we just praise your holy name. We agree with the angels who say, holy, 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 holy is our God. Lord God Almighty, you are mighty, mighty, mighty God. Well, this morning I thank you, Lord God, for everyone who came on, those who wanted to remain on but got knocked off for some reason, oh, God. So we just bless and honor you, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in them. Oh, God, thank you for the speaker and all the singers and those who prayed, oh, God. So we just thank you today. We bless your name. We praise your name. You are holy. You are righteous King. You are Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our Father, and we bless you. Well, I have an announcement. Apostle Carol S. Bow is having a prayer retreat in Daytona Beach, Florida, coming up this month, November 13th, 14th, and 15th. You're all invited. Call me for information. Women and men are invited. All right, it is closing time. Does anyone have anything they want to say before we close out?
I just thank God for that word that Minister Ruby gave. I just felt the love from her as she gave that word. Amen.
Amen.
God says it. Yeah, it was just an awesome message. I just thank God for her. God bless her.
Amen. And I want you all to know that she is not sighted. She brought that message with no notes. She is blind, but God has blessed her with spiritual sight. So I thank God for her. I thank God for Sister Karen and all of you, Brother David, Sister Donna, and Minister Stacy. Everybody else got knocked off. So it is closing time on Bible Storyland. We praise God daily. Let's exalt him daily. Let's spend time in his presence. You know, let's listen to him and be obedient to him. You know, many people say they love God, but love means obedience. when your children say they love you, they're going to obey you. Love and obedience is the same thing. So we say we love God with our lips, nah, we don't love him. We got to love him with our whole heart. So we're asking Father God to teach us how to love him with our whole heart, soul, and strength, and how to love one another. He said, if you say you love me, you haven't even seen me, and you do not love your brother or your sister, something is wrong. You are not telling the truth. So I thank the Lord this morning that God loves each of you more than I ever can, and I love you so much, but God loves you more. So I don't know about you, but, you know, there are consequences and rewards. I don't know about you, but I love rewards. I don't like consequences. So anyway, so have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Have a great day. Love you.